Okay, good Shabbos, everybody. Good morning. This is the last shiur of this year. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bamidbar. I want to just thank all of you for helping me think about these inyanim on a deeper level, be able to present to you, of course, to the yeshiva, for giving me the opportunity. And if there's anything that hopefully we've accomplished is to whet our appetite for more. So even if we're not going to get together next Erev Shabbos, but hopefully you'll have the opportunity, you'll make time to learn through the Rambans and to try to delve into it. Mirat Hashem, it really is a kind of perush that is transformative. It's not just a vort here, a vort there, but really is a whole way of thinking about Chumash and about really a hashkaf of Yadus in general. There are many svarim that can help. I think I mentioned this early on. Early shiurim, I'll just mention again, in terms of the specific editions of Ramban that you might want to use, what I would certainly not recommend is the standard Mikvos Gedolos Chumash, especially the old editions, where there are many, many mistakes that have crept in, which is very hard to really learn it from there. Of course, the classic edition of the Ramban is the Chevel edition, which is, of course, very good. What we don't always notice is the Hashmatos and Miluim in the back. There are always very nice things that are brought there as well, besides the Ha'aris in the bottom. The Torah Chaim Chumash has the Chevel notes. Those that are found at the bottom of the page are found also in the Torah Chaim Chumash. That's obviously one place you can look. There are other editions as well. There's an edition of the Ramban with a Perush Tuv Yerushalayim, which is the same person that did a Perush on Chovas HaLevavos, so he just takes the Ramban, makes it, puts it into user-friendly language, and also has nice commentary in the bottom notes. There's also the edition that I'm holding here, the Perush called Beis Hayayin by Rav Yehuda Meir Dvir. I find this very, very good. There are a couple of typos I found over the months that I've been using it, but it's very good also. I've been looking a little bit at the Art Scroll Ramban, and I find it also very good. So they had a good team that worked on it. So if you want to have the English, it's also very kedai to have. I think it's come out in a smaller version now, also smaller size, more easy to handle. There are some others I've seen also. I don't remember the names anymore, but you probably can find them as well. As far as Pirushim on the Ramban, there are all kinds of Pirushim, and each one serves a different purpose. There's a Sefer called Lev Tzion by Rav Leib Lapiansky, the Rebbe in Yerushalayim. I happen to know him personally. He has very nice makoros that he brings from all kinds of different svarim, especially those issues that are very central to Amuna and Bitachon and just the Yisodos of Yadus. He brings a nice array of makoros that all different svarim he quotes and cites. There's a classic sefer which is not well known, and I personally know the Mechaber as well. I was hoping maybe at some point to bring him here, but it didn't work out. Maybe at some other opportunity. He is an amazing man. There are some other Smicha Talmidim who have met him and know him. His name is of Kapu Schwartz. He lives in Borough Park, and he's written a sefer called Yekev Ephraim on Ramban. And just to give you a sense of how much of a contribution he's made to the Ramban, I've seen in the Art School edition, they quote him in Beis Hayayin, Rabbi Dvir quotes him. He's very good. It's a little harder in a way that he doesn't have the Chumash in the Sefer. He has the selections of the Ramban, and then he gives you his analysis. There's some very interesting things. There are things here that Bachal don't understand because he knows Kabbalah. And when the Ramban talks about Nyam of Kabbalah, he gives you more Marmakomos on that. There are svarim that specialize in that. I don't remember the names anymore. There are a couple that I've seen. I haven't looked at them very much because, again, it's not my area. But in any case, this is a very, very wonderful sefer, Yekev Ephraim. You can get it through the Machaber, certainly. Maybe stores have it. There are two chalakim, and then there's a third chalak, which is on all of, it's like a Madura Tinyana on the whole Chumash. Anyway, the library should have it as well. That's called Yekev Ephraim. There are other svarim also, say they're called Koran Moshe, I think it's called, and number of other Sfarim too. There's the Machon Yerushalayim edition I should mention as well, which has come out, and now they already think they have all Chamisha Chomshei Torah, and they bring some of the Mefarshim that Chevel brings, the Kitzer, and Yaakov Kapel Schwartz refers to Kor Zahav, Tcheles Mordechai. That's a new thing as well that came out more recently, the fifth one came out already, Machon Yerushalayim. Anyway, that's basically all available. Don't get overwhelmed. Obviously, you start with something. This has been out for quite a while. I don't own it. This is something I borrowed from a neighbor of mine. Siyunim l'nyanim be'emuna v'yisodus hadas v'pirish Ramban ala Torah v'pashas ha'shavua. So in any given parasha, he might, you don't know where to start. I say learn everything, okay? But it might take about 10 hours, to do that. So he gives you four or five selections from each parasha. I open now, for example, Parshas Bamidbar. I mean, we'll do the things that I gave you, but he has number one, Inyan Pekida, V'tamli Isserif Kodesh Bnei Yisrael B'Misparim Mashatar David HaMelech V'Acherim B'Zeh. So that's a whole lengthy discussion, the Ramban, the nature of the Issa to count Jews, and David HaMelech's mistake, and that's analysis of the Parsha in Tanakh and Sefer Shmuel. Gimel Taimim, V'Tzorech L'Mnosos Yisrael, three reasons for the need of counting that we will do, Mitzvah. Then he has in Perek Beis, Tziur Had Golem, Bekavanas HaTziurim, Biur Nifla, L'Seder HaMachnos, Mokom Kol Shevet V'Shevet, Hanis HaGadol Shoy B'Fkuda Sa'am. Three, Hatam Biyos Shevet Levi HaKotin Shebeshvatim, I do have that selection for you. Biur HaTzvoy Mashonim, B'Kisli Kol Chavziak Hegdash. All right, so, it's certainly nice to have this as well. Okay, in any event, Yishma Chacham Yosef Leakach, it's the kind of thing that really every year you go through Ramban again, you see more, and you start somewhere at Mitzvah Shem and you grow from there. Let us begin with the selection that I have on your sheets from the Hadamah of the Ramban ala Torah. I'd also encourage you, if you'd like, I think the first shiur that I gave, which was way back in August before Rosh Hashanah, I gave you an overview of the Derech of the Ramban as a parshan, as a commentary on Chumash, what distinguishes the Ramban, and some general overall observations that I came up with about how the Ramban operates as a Mefarish. It might be kedai to listen to that as well, just to get again a further appreciation of what the Ramban is trying to accomplish when he wrote this. One of the things I think I mentioned then, and I'll just reiterate now, is that the Ramban always gives you an introduction to and every one of the Chamisha Chamisha Torah. In other words, we're getting oriented. Before we start to explain this pasuk, that pasuk, let's get a perspective on this Sefer of Chumash. What exactly is it about? What is its main theme? Why do some mitzvahs appear and others don't? And that's consistently the Ramban's approach to trying to, again, to give you an anchor and orientation. And then, of course, one can begin to ask kashas and answer why. How could Ramban say this? What about that? What about this? And this introduction is no different. But what you get from this is really a view, a perspective, that's not just very simply located here or there, a local answer to a particular question, but it's a sense of appreciating a system. So let's see what Ramban writes about Sefer Bamidbar. Zok de Ramban. And I think it's also important to see here how the Ramban likes to make Sfarim connect to the what came before. In other words, Shemos, Ramban begins by saying, after we finish Sefer Yetzirah, which is Sefer Bereishis, now begins Sefer Geula. And then the Ramban in Vayikra will show you how it picks up in a way where Sefer Shemos left off. And so the Ramban begins Sefer Bamidbar in the same kind of an approach. Achar Shebir, Torah HaKorbanos. The Sefer HaShlishi. Sefer HaShlishi, as Ramban explained there, was Torah HaKorbanos, called Torah Kohanim. Hishchal HaTorah Sader, B'Sefer HaZeh, HaMitzvahs, Shenitztavu, B'Inyan Olam Moed. So, there were communication from the Olam Moed on many levels. The mitzvahs that were given from Olam Moed obviously included the mitzvahs of Korbanos. That's the main thrust of Sefer Vayikra, the mitzvahs of Korbanos given from Olam Moed once the Mishkan was established. We have here is beginning in Sefer Bamidbar, the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar is the mitzvahs of Olam Moed that pertain to the actual functioning of the Olmoid itself, the system of where people would be camping, the different shvatim, and who would be in charge of disassembling the Mishkan, assembling the Mishkan, carrying this, carrying that, everyone's specific role and function as relating to the system of organizing how the Mishkan would be functioning throughout the duration of the time in the Midbar. Now, Ukvar his here al tumas mikdash v'kadosh of l'doros. We've already had the basic concept of protecting the kedusha of the Mishkan. The iser of tumas mikdash v'kadosh, as you know, is one of the averis that a person violates. They bring a carbon olah v'yored, which is found at the end of parshas Vayikra. And we also had the concept of arayis, which the Rabban explains. One of the ideas of mentioning the arayis is because it's in a sense protecting the, in a more of a metaphoric sense, the inyan of kedusha of the mikdash, that it shouldn't be mitameh, mishkavam, mitameh. So that's all in Sefer Vayikra. Hisir al tumas mikdash v'kadash of l'doros. The ata, now in Sefer Bamidbar, yagbil es hamishkan, biyoso bamidbar, kashihigbil hasinai biyosa kavodsha. What we have happening here is a creating boundaries and different gvulim, precincts for the Mishkan in the Midbar, and the Ramban draws a direct line between this and what we find by Har Sinai. Very appropriate now before Matan Torah, before Shavuos, to think about this idea that there's a parallelism between the way in which the Mishkan was set up with different precincts. Everyone has their station. Where can they go? Where should they be? And what we find by Har Sinai. We must mention, obviously, in this connection, we did talk about this a couple weeks back, the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Truma makes a very strong connection between the Mishkan and Har Sinai. In fact, for the Ramban, this is what the Mishkan represented. I'm sure you remember. It was in order to preserve that experience of Maimon Har Sinai that it should have a continuity. It wasn't like Maimon Har Sinai was a one-time event from then, but really it's a way of continuing the sense of the communication, kol shamata mitocha esh. So now you have the kol emanating from the Bein Shnei HaKeruvim, which were made of gold, which is reminiscent of the esh. And if you also, this also very much ties into the fact that the Ramban understood the tzivuyim of the Mishkan, Truma Tetzaveh, as having been given to Moshe at the very beginning when he went up to Har Sinai after Matan Torah. Unlike Shitas Rashi, as you know, the Midrashim, that the mitzvahs of the Mishkan were only given after the Chet HaEgel, were not the Chet HaEgel, they would not have had to build a Mishkan. There would have been maybe a more direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Sfarnu writes very often, B'chom Bakom She'askes Me'ulach Ve'achticha. No, the Ramban says it was meant to be the progression of Maimon HaSinai. Rashi sees it as a kapara for Chet HaEgel, as a b'di'evet of sorts. The Ramban sees it as the natural extension and progression from Maimon HaSinai. This is where the Ramban is coming from when he explains here how the Hagbolas HaMishkan is connected, the Hagbolah, the marking, we say Shloshes Me'Hagbolah before Shavuos, the marking of Har Sinai, B'yosa Kavod Sham. V'tziva, now the Ramban is going to go further in the details here. V'tziva, V'hazar HaKarev Yumas, we find here many times the Pasuk says, V'hazar HaKarev Yumas, if a person is not fit, not qualified, he's not a Kohen or a Levi, and he goes beyond his what he's allowed to do, that he shall be punished with death. Kasha amasham kisako yisakel. Now, it's a little bit interesting. The Ramban quotes Zohar Karev Yumas. He doesn't tell you which Zohar Karev Yumas he's referring to. And if you look in the parasha, you find it quite a number of times, the words by Zohar Karev Yumas. You find it. Do you have a chumash, everybody? Okay. If you look, for example, Perek Aleph. Who can find the first Hazar Karev Yumas in the parasha? Perek Aleph? Pasuk? Nun Aleph. Good. Uben Soah Mishkan Yeridu Asolavim, Achanos Mishkan Kimo Asolavim. Who is in charge of disassembling and assembling the Mishkan? The Levim, Asar Korev Yumas. Good. That's the first reference. Okay, where else do you have it? Let's go later. Perek. Gimel. Perek Gimel. Pasuk Yud. Good. What does it say in the Pasuk? Okay, and then later on in Perek Gimel, you have it again, pasuk lamid ches ba'achonim klei mishkan kedem ufeim v'mizracha, who's on the east, Moshe Aaron Vanav, and so on, Hazar Korev Yumas. So those are the three Hazar Korev Yumas that you find in Parshas Bamidbar. You also have it in Parshas Korach as well. Now the question is, which one is the Ramban referring to? All, one, the other? So probably out of context here, in the context the Ramban means it, he's connecting it to the fact that in Maimon Har Sinai they're told you can't go over the boundary. So that's a very physical description. You can walk here, you can't walk there. Whereas let's say here, the first reference, Hazar Korev Yumas, is for somebody to do an avoda that he's not allowed to do. It's not exactly the example of Maimon Har Sinai. There it's about, here you can walk, here you can't walk. You can't trespass, in a physical sense, past this area. So that's the first one doesn't exactly match. Now, you could say it's still conceptually, it's related, it's connected. The second one is also not in the sense of going past a particular boundary. However, if you think about it, the third Hazar Korev Yumas maybe matches up very well. This is pointed out by the Yaakov Ephraim, by Rav Kapu Schwartz. Pasuk, what was it? Pasuk Lamid Ches. There it talks about Chon Vufnei Mishkan Kedma, where who's stationed on the east, Moshe Aaron Uvanav. So everyone has where they can go. That's where they're stationed. Vitzarech, so he says, V'Hazar HaKorev Yumas. Maybe what that means is that there's an Isser with a penalty of death to go entering the Mishkan. In other words, this is where you are, you can't go into the Mishkan. Now, the Doros, you don't have that. A Zar that enters the Migdash, there's no, it doesn't say there's a Misa B'dei Shemayim. You have an Isser of Bia Reikonis, but it could be, it's not so simple. When is your Chiv Misa for that? So it could be it's only halacha by the Mishkan in that way. So it's exactly what the Ramban is saying, that the connection to Maimon Har Sinai. Let's continue along in the Ramban. What else does it say in our parsha that corresponds to Har Sinai? V'tziva v'loivol rosh kabalas hakodesh v'meisu, the very last pasuk of the parsha, that the Levim should not come in to begin to carry and transport everything, the kelim, the Mishkan, while they're being covered. They shouldn't see it. It should be covered first. Kasher hizir sham, pen yerso sham liros nafal menu rav. Like you find Parshas Yisro. Again, you're not to look. To again, that's the same idea. B'tziva u'shmatim b'tzmeres ha'kodesh v'es b'tzmeres ha'mizbeach. Our Parsha, kasher amar sham, v'gam ha'kodeshim, v'konim v'gashim v'shem yizkadashu. It's a similar idea. In other words, everyone has to know what their role is, not to go beyond. Okay. V'inei tziva. Eich tia mishmeres ha-mishkan v'keilav. V'eich yachanu saviv. V'yamah ha-ame rachok. Now again, that pasuk is in Parshas Yisro. V'yamah ha-ame rachok. Those who are privileged to get closer, how do they relate to the Mishkan when it's carried? Okay, so this is the basic idea of this parsha and the beginning of the Sefer, when it sets the tone for the whole Sefer, in terms of connecting it to Maimon Har Sinai. And what is the function of all this? Why? What is all this point to? About kol ma'ilu l'migdash v'kavod lo. All this is to show distinction and honor to the Migdash, Kemosha Amru, in Sifri Zuta. Ein adom mepalten shel melech sheyesh bo shomrim palten sheein bo shomrim. The idea of shomrim, shmiras ha-migdash, this is The Ramban discussed it later in the parasha. It's actually a mitzvah l'doros that we find here in our parasha. It's a mitzvah l'doros. It's not because of a danger or fear of break-ins, theft. It's a way of showing distinction and status. You have the right Buckingham Palace. You have a guard stationed outside a building. It shows that the building is chash, right? That's the notion of Shmiras HaMikdash. Okay, now, the Ramban talks about the larger sefer, not just the parashah in the beginning, parashah Bamidbar, but the mitzvahs that you do find later on. V'asefer hazeh b'mitzvahs shah, shenstavu behen ba'amda b'midbar, u'benishim hanasim lehem u'saper komasa shem agadol asher asayim v'am lehafri. V'siper ki heichel l'asei seveim l'feim l'charev, v'tziva eich ticholik ha'aretz lehem. So now the Rabban is speaking in broader strokes. The Rabban says that the Sefer is about the mitzvahs that were relevant for them during that point of history, mitzvahs shah, that they were in stava. A lot of the mitzvahs, right, are not the doros. The mitzvahs that had to do with how they were going to function then. The miracles that happened to Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, as we know, think about the stories of Parshas Bamidbar, a Sefer Bamidbar. Baloscha, the narrative, they began to journey from Har Sinai, Kibbutz HaTaiva, Chatzeros, the Meraglim, Korach, Chukas, the Mocham against Sichon and Og, Balak, and the miracles that happened on their behalf, in the Chametz Midyan and Matos, and also, again, how they began to overcome their enemies. And also the details of dividing the land, which is in Pinchas. The Ein B'Sefer Zeh Mitzvos Noagos Gedoros Zulasi Sas Mitzvos Binyani HaKabanos Sheyischel Behem B'Sefer HaKohanim V'lo Nishlam Bi'uram Sham V'Shlima B'Sefer Zeh. There's unfinished business, if you will. There's some mitzvahs of Vayikra that were waiting to be, and you find that idea in the Rabban as well, that sometimes the main theme of a Sefer is X, but there's also there's some details that are left over from the previous Sefer. So what is the Ramban referring to, Lamashal? So the Ramban pointed out in Parshas Emor that the Torah alludes to the fact that these days of Yom Tovim, the cycle, Modi Hashem, they are karbanos that are to be brought then. But the Torah doesn't identify, except in certain specific cases, the Torah mentions some of the karbanos, the Omer, the Shtelechem, the karbanos that are brought with that. But the other days, the Torah doesn't give you the details. What karbanos are brought on Shabbos? What karbanos are brought on Yontif? The craft of Ishel Hashem, what? Musafin and I mentioned them. Musafin and I mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Why does the Torah wait? It's after all, it's mentioned, in the days are mentioned because of the fact that the days are karbanos. That's why it's in Sefer Vayikra, but the details are not mentioned. The Ramban explained that the Musafin were not knowing in the Midbar. So it had to do with the fact that they're coming to Eretz Yisrael. So now Hashem is going to tell them that there's going to be the Musafin are going to be knowing once they get into Eretz Yisrael. So that's one example that Ramban is referring to. He says there are mitzvahs that were not mentioned in Bamidbar for whatever reason, in this case because it wasn't Noah yet. For Nishlam B'Yom Sham and Hishlima B'Sefer Hazeh. Now, one can begin to question here. The Ramban sort of marginalizes the mitzvahs of Doros in Sefer Bamidbar. All it is mitzvahs that are not mentioned in Vayikra for whatever reason, so they're mentioned here. But if you think about it, Go to the Chinuch, for example, you'll see there are many mitzvahs of Taryag that aren't Sefer Bamidbar. So you have to know what the Ramban mean. So let's see. What could we ask from? Who can think of some mitzvahs? Start with, okay, but what? Tzitzis. Asher Shlach, Tzitzis. Ramban ignores that. What else? What? Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar. Sota Nazir, right? That's a Naso. Birchas Kohanim, Zinaso. What? Yeah, I've already other places. Nachlos, Dini Nachlos, in Pinchas, Nidorim, in Pashas Matos. So you're going to have to think of an answer, obviously. The Ramban, obviously, didn't feel he had to speak it out. The Abar Benel, in his introduction, says, Agav Grara, he goes with the Ramban that basically Bamidbar is not for mitzvahs l'doros, but agav, you can mention it. For example, the Ramban, the Rabbanu mentions Kimisa Sitzis, Paraduma, Seidenachos, Bichas Kohanim. So Mestama, the Ramban will have to say along those lines, there are certain, you can give a reason for each of those, but these are the exceptions. What it shows you is, don't, sometimes you can see something, it doesn't automatically prove that your theory is wrong. It just means there's every theory, there's exceptions, there's a reason for that, a reason for that. But the basic mahalach is what Ramban is saying. Now what's going to be the teretz? So you have to know each individual case. Some of these kashas are not as strong as others. Umashu, birchas kohanim. You could say it's left over from Vayikra. Sefer kohanim. So Ramban says it's left over from Vayikra. It really belonged to Vayikra. For whatever reason, it didn't get the prominence in Vayikra. Also, you could say it was given right after mentioning the Nesiim brought for the 12 days, which was very much for the occasion. It was obviously Harosh Shah, that was certainly the prophet, but at that point, it connects it to that for some reason, to juxtapose it with that. It was given at the same day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so it mentions it over there. Parsha Sitzis, so you have to see the Ramban over there. The Ramban says that somehow it's a way of remembering all the mitzvahs, including Shabbos. It mentions the Mekoshesh next to it. Mekoshesh is a one-time story. So, in connection to Shabbos, it mentions Sittis, Shabbos is connected to Kol Torah Kula, Tzis connected to Kol Torah Kula. Nachlos is certainly not a problem, because Nachlos is mentioned because of Eretz Yisrael, Nachlos Eretz Yisrael, so it was for them to know they're going to Eretz Yisrael. So again, you have to obviously take each mitzvah and figure out Nazir and Sota, look at Ramban writes over there. It's even though the mitzvah are Nogos Gadoos, but it's coming from the perspective of the door then needing to hear it. It speaks to us, but it speaks more to them than it speaks to us, because at the time it was given, it was relevant for them as part of the hachanas to go to Eretz Yisrael. So even if it technically is Noah Gedoros, but it's from the perspective of Sefer Bamidbar it was given. What it shows you is you can't isolate a mitzvah from the context in which it was given. It was given to a particular door in history. Of course, it speaks to us, it's relevant to us as it was relevant to them, and 100% Sivoy is binding on us, it was intended for us, but the Maisa, the way that the mitzvah was expressed is going to have to do with the time in which it was given. And therefore, the door that heard it, that's how the mitzvah will be communicated, that's when it will be communicated, and that's where Lefi HaPshat, it's mentioned in Chumash too. That's, I think, what the Ramban is trying to say over here. Let's continue the next Ramban, first Ramban in the parasha itself. Bavur Shehitzik Mitzvah Shmita Vayovel. It says, the pasuk begins, "Vadabashem Moshe ben Midbar Sinai ba'ohel moed." So why mention ba'ohel moed? Because we had a little digression. The last two parshas of Vayikra talked about the tzivuyim, shmita, and the tochacha of that were given at Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu only communicated it at a later point. That's how the Ramban explained why they're found at the end of Vayikra. You remember we talked about that last week, 2 weeks ago. That Moshe Rabbeinu communicated all this after he received all the mitzvahs of Sefer Vayikra, but what the Torah is discussing is what Hashem told Moshe at some later point, mainly when he was up at Har Sinai between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yom Kippur. Therefore, it says this was Ba'ol Moed. Gechor Dibris, Asher Hizkir Mitzvah Sefer Vayikra. V'chein Yekuah Mikan Ve'erach Ba'ol Moed. Kim Eish Yerukam HaMishkan Ve'ikra Elu Hashem Yom Moed. From that point, Odin Ba'lo Elu Misham. The Midbar Sinai. One mentioned the Midbar Sinai. Lahaskir Shulonasu Misham Achinimnu. They did not journey from Har Sinai until the counting was done. Kaminyan Hasheni Hayibavas Moav VaDibra Ba'ol Moed. The Ol Moed was always where the Dibra was from. Wherever the Mishkan was, the Dibra came Ol Moed. But where was Ol Moed? That depends. So the second minyan, the Parshas Pinchas, they were already at Arvos Moav. So the Dibra was from Ol Moed, but they were not Midbar Sinai anymore. Here, the Dibra was from Ol Moed, but the Ol Moed was stationed in Midbar Sinai. They hadn't yet journeyed. When did they journey from Har Sinai? We know the date was, Parshas Baloscha remembers, 20th of Iyar. So the question is, how long did this count actually take? It began, the Tzivui was on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Now, it says that it happened in Midbar Sinai, meaning that the counting did not take longer than 20 days, in other words. It was all finished by Chafir. They were ready to journey. Did it take 1 day? Did it take 5 days? Did it take 15 days? So here I think we can conjecture. The Ramban here is explaining the word B'midbar Sinai to tell me that it was finished by the time they journeyed. It happened while they were Midbar Sinai. Now, there's another pasuk, I can skip ahead. actually the next selection I have for you, Pesach Yud Ches, after Hashem gave the Tzivur, it says that Moshe took, he took Aaron, and he took all the Nesim that were mentioned by name, and then he gathered everybody. Ve'ez kol ha'eda hikilu, Pesach Yud Ches, it says, they gathered everybody when? On the first and the second month. What's the chiddush of the pasuk? Yashkir Zerizus Moshe Rabbeinu Mitzvah Hashem. As soon as Hashem said, go ahead and count them, so it didn't wait a day, two, to make it all happen. He called everybody and had them assemble immediately. Ki b'yom ha'dibur, the day that Moshe heard the tzivoy from Olmoe to do so, so'u, lakach es anasim v'hikil kol ha'eda v'hischil lifkod osam. And he began to count, however. Did it take one day? Can't imagine it would take one day to count that many people. But the answer is they took their time, they did it right. And you'll see soon the reason for the mitzvah included reasons that would make sense that it should be done in a methodical way, in a way that would give everyone the personal attention that they needed. So it wasn't finished in one day. It wasn't finished in one day. So Rabbi explains beautifully the lashon of the pasuk. The pasuk says in pasuk Yud Tes, right before Sheni, first Aliyah ends. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe vayifkedem b'midbar Sinai. Totally superfluous. Of course, it says in the beginning it was b'midbar Sinai, so of course they were counting b'midbar Sinai. We already know that they did not journey until they were finished counting. So why does it say vayifkedem b'midbar Sinai? Lo'odia sh'ayah b'makom ahu haminyan lo b'yom ahu. What Torah is trying to drop a hint here is that Moshe gathered them on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. They began the process, they began the census on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but it didn't end on that day. He counted them in Midbar Sinai, but not on that day. In other words, the counting took time. Now you still don't know how long it took. Maybe a week, maybe by Zion Iyar they were finished, maybe 2 weeks. So now, how do I know how long it took? There's another Rambam. Go flash ahead here to the Ramban Perek Beis Pasuk Dalet. You have this on your next page. Perek Beis Pasuk Dalet. So here comes the Tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding the Degolim. Isha Degol Va'osos and so on. So on the east, Degol Machne Yehuda, the Nasi of Nehuda, Nachshon min Aminadav, Utzva'ov Kudehem. And the count, the number, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Tzivoy of the Degolim, when he identifies each Shevet and the Degol it belongs to and where they're stationed, it actually goes again and makes mention of the number of its population that were counted. Why does the Torah do that? And these words are not the Torah's narrative, these are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, I think probably people wouldn't realize when you hear Kriyas HaTorah. Utzva'ov kudehem. Sounds like the Torah speaking? No, it all goes back to Vaydaber Hashem. The Hashem is telling Moshe the following. It's all part of the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe from Ol Moed. Ishal digo va'osos and so on. And who's going to be in the east? Degol Machne Yehuda. V'nasi of Bnei Yehuda is Nachshon. Utzva'ov kudehem. And his numbers are 74,600. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues saying, and Yisachar and Utzva'ov Kudav. Okay, so why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu reiterate when he's giving Moshe the Tzivoy of the Degolim for each of the Shvatim to tell me again, Moshe did the count. So Ramban explains, and you see, furthermore, and it says at the end of each Degel, the entire amount of the three Shvatim that formed that Degel, and it does the math for us, right? And it adds it up. The Machne Yehuda was 180,640. I'm sorry, 186,400. Right? That's Machne Yehuda. Kol b'kud Machne Yehuda chen kulam hem divi Hashem Moshe nimshach el Moshe va'aron. B'chein tam elab kudi bnei Yisrael b'avur shama kop kudi amachnas ritzivosam. But here's kir kozel odia, in order to teach us shemimei haminyan v'ad sheniskinu hamachanos v'chanu ken ledigreyen v'chein asau lo nifkad mehem ish. to tell you that from the time of the count until the point, time that the golem was all set up, nobody died. And in 20 days, they had no one died. So it would seem to me a little bit from this Ramban that the count more or less stretched out over the 20 days. And so, you know, Chveis Yehuda was counted maybe closer to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but by the time he got to Chaf Iyar, his number was still the same. But meanwhile, this is the bridge between the beginning and then all the way to Chaf Iyar. This is when they're ready to journey with the Degala. Hakopanim, that's one point. Let's go back to the Ramban on Vayis Yaldu, on Mishpachosam. This is also very interesting. How did the count take place? This is in the Pasuk, they came on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Vayis Yaldu, Mishpachosam. So how do you translate Vayis Yaldu? Rashi learns that they have to bring evidence on the Yichus. Vayis Yaldu, they brought Sifri Yichuseyem. The Ramban disagrees. He didn't need proof. They didn't demand proof from every individual that he was born to this Shevet. Rather, Vayis Yaldu means Shenimnu Todosam Mishpachosam Vesavosam. They were counted. But Atam Loma, Kikashet Siva Osam Moshe came because Baruch Hu. When Moshe gave the command that they're going to get counted, Nikalu Koreida Kum Pesach Omoy. Everybody gathered. Now, let's look at this next line. We'll come back to it. So the Ramban throws in Derech Agav that everybody gathered, but of course, you know, there was a whole Erev Rav that was a mass that joined them. They were not part of this. They didn't have Yichus, and it's more than that. In some way, they were the fifth column. They were known from the beginning. They did not gather, and everyone knew that they were separate. Chutz l'machad. Everyone else came in for the census. Everyone brought their shekel. That's how they were counted. And then they came before Moshe and the Nesim, also Aaron, of course. Each individual would make a declaration. This is my name. This is my father's name. This is the family name. Meaning, because every shevet had the families and mishpachos, right? And then ultimately the shevet itself, the affiliation of the shevet. Moshe nosen yeshikle kol shevet v'shevet b'mokom yuchad. Moshe would find a place for each shevet shkalim to go, and therefore from that the yada mispar prat v'haklal, because the prat from each shevet had its pushka, and then you can add it all up afterwards, and you know the klal. That's why you see Aldo. Each person came and said over, who am I? Who's my father? Who's my mishpacha? Who's my shevet? Meaning in Pashas Pinchas, it doesn't say it doesn't say that they came with their specific names of once they added the golem, everyone knew every mishpacha, what shevet it belonged to. The Lord for Chusham Rakadas, Kam mishpachas b'shevet. That mishpacha, Timna Anasheha, Gugugalosam, Wab Mishpashmosam. Mishpacha can do a head count of the members of the mishpacha. Kachut Vachu Yas Nisim B'minyanahu. That's why he didn't see him in Pashas Pinchas. So, in other words, this was the Mishpashemos, because this had to determine each individual and his particular mishpachos and Shvatim, and that wasn't necessary the second time. But here the Rabban already gave you a flavor of what happened. By Yisialdu, the Mispah Shemos, everyone came and made a declaration who they are. This, for the Ramban, might be one of the actual reasons for why they had to do this. You wonder, why did they have to have this minion at all for each individual to come and to identify and to get the numbers? You want to know which shevet everyone is from? Fine. Why does everyone have to tell you, you know, well, you have to count the numbers of each shevet? The Ramban asked that kasha, the next piece. So Hutzvach HaKatzel Agid Mispar HaKlal La'achar Shigid HaPratim. You know, it mentions individual populations and then the sum total. Why does he have to mention the sum total? Can you stab Moshe Va'aron Sheyedu Mispar Mitzkar Ha'am Ve'yedu Mispar Kol Shevet Kikein Derech HaMelachim B'mnos HaMesa'am Ve'lo Avinos Itam Mitzvazos Lama Tziva Ba'al Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why do you need a number at all? Just know what Shevet everyone belongs to, so you know that the Gullah. Who needs to know how many are in every Shevet? The Ramban is going to present three ideas of why they needed to have a counting for the numbers of each Shevet, and of course the sum total as well. Number one, Ulai lohodiyam chazdo aleyen ki b'shiv nefesh yadu avaseyem etzraimah ba'atrim kechol ayam kach v'kach b'nei esrim, in order that Hashem will let them in to understand, appreciate how much kindness He bestowed on them. Remember where you started, your roots, so small, shivim nefesh. And now to realize, again, it's one thing in the abstract, we know we're a lot. It's another thing when you bring the statistics and you show, look at you. So it brings out the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they should appreciate how much they owe HaKadosh HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is one idea. And you see, it's important to give people the opportunity to acknowledge and recognize what they should appreciate. That's where you find Achari Kol Dever Mageifa Yimne. After every Mageifa, like we find in Pinchas, right? Right after the Mageifa of Baal Peor. Vayi Achari HaMageifa Vayom HaShem HaMoshe Su'u. That's when you find the census in Parshas Pinchas. V'hodiya ki umaski l'goyim yimchat v'yadav terpena. That's a pasuk the Ramban is borrowing from. In other words, after Hashem is going to smite, He's also going to be mechazik. Zeu she'amru abiseinu mirov chibasa monos emposha. Lechazal say. That is one idea, to let them in on the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Second idea, ba'od. It's a beautiful thought. Ki abba lefnei av ha-neviyim ba'achiv kidosh Hashem. Aaron is called kidosh Hashem in Tehillim. Osun korach v'es ha-kadosh. Rabban uses a melitza a few times about Aaron. Kidosh Hashem. When a person comes in front of the Moshe Rabbeinu Av HaNeviim and his brother Holy Aaron, v'hunoda aleihem b'shmo, and he becomes identified in front of them with his name. Remember what the Rabban wrote before? Ani Ploni Ruvain Ben so and so l'mishpacha this to shevet this. Yelo b'dava zeh zchus v'chayim. What this does is it gives him tremendous chus, merit, and chayim. Ki ba besod ha'am ubechsav b'nei Yisrael. It's a lashon based on lashon pasuk, but here besod ha'am means not in the council, but in the community, in the gathering. Besod can also mean in the gathering of ubechsav b'nei Yisrael v'schus harabim b'mispara. I think he means two things here. Number one, the individual schus. And number two, that he's part of the community. I would say that the ki ba besod, I think Rav Kapel Schwartz says this as well, that it's as if it's a second thing. V'chi ba besod ha'am. Point number one is the special schus v'chaim on the individual. Just the fact that Aaron and Moshe notice him and he gets to identify himself to Moshe v'Aaron. What of course comes to mind is a person goes to a Rebbe with a kvito, right? You know, and he gets the acknowledgement, right? That's partly what, and the Rebbe's make a lot of this Ramban, you can imagine. The Ramban is making this point. You come in front of Moshe V'Aaron, you say who you are, that's number one. And then, kibab besoda am l'chsav b'nei Yisrael, meaning that you're counted as part of the larger collective. You're part of this Klal Yisrael. That makes it schus v'chaim, again, it's because you're counted. So you can't just say you're one shevet. You're part of the counting of the larger group, and that's another schus v'chayim. You're part of that. And then, and that's what the Ramban adds, schus harabim b'mispar, there's a schus harabim that you get. And now the Ramban continues, v'chem kulam schus b'mispar, it's not just an individual schus, it's a schus for the whole Klal Yisrael in general, when we do the counting, sheyimnu ufnei Moshe v'Aaron, ki asimu aleim einam l'tova. Here it doesn't mean on the individual level, it's the Moshe v'Aaron giving the bracha to the Klal Yisrael. Yivakshu aleihem rachamim, aleihem meaning not individually but on everybody. Hashem elkev esichem yosef lechem kachem el pamim v'lo yamit misparchem. You should only have more and more and more racha. V'ashkolim kofar nafshu seichem. And the shkolim will protect you from any type of ayin hara. So therefore, there's the individual schus, Moshe v'Aaron, there's the individual schus of being part of the collective, and then there's the idea that the Moshe v'Aaron give the bracha to the Kali Yisrael as a whole. That's the idea of the Ramban here. It always comes to mind, it's graduation season. Yesterday was graduation. I wasn't there yesterday. I was a few times. I try to come when I have time to graduating, but I wasn't able to come yesterday. So it always strikes me that they now, those of you know I'm referring to, they call out names of each individual, and then they come up, and they get whatever it is, they get the diploma, when they pass, you know, the dais, whoever is there on the stage, and then, you know, it's like an assembly line, but every individual gets to go up and get personal acknowledgement for the 2 seconds. Chagas Micha, the same thing, right? Everyone comes up and gets, so that's a little bit what you see in this Ramban. Every individual gets to be in the limelight for that second, to say who they are, even if it means everyone else is waiting. You know, longer makes the whole ceremony another hour. But meanwhile, it's important to give each individual that personal attention. Anyway, to bring out the idea. Ramban just supports this idea from the following medrash. Don't just do an impersonal census. Do it with a sense of status. You could say to the head of the mishpacha, fill out the form. No. In a way, that's what you have in Rosh Hashanah too. Kivnei Maron. There it's also a pacha too. When you know you're standing. But there's also a sense of schus, the kavod. Every individual has that chance to come and be acknowledged. That is the second pshat. V'yitachin shenomer o, the third idea. Why they counted. A kingdom is about to go to war, so they need to know how many soldiers in the army. Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're about to enter Yisrael. He says to Yisrael, how many soldiers armed do we have ready to fight? Again, they had to assign tasks and jobs to different divisions. Ki Torah lo tismoch al neis. We've seen this a lot of times in the Rabban. The Torah does not rely on miracles. Sheyid afechad elef. You have to do ishtadlus. V'zeh tam ko yitzav v'Yisrael. Ki aminim nitzva muhammad. Tzva, referring to the tzva muhammad. As Rashi learns it, at least. The Rabban earlier had a different pshat of tzva. But meanwhile, here he's going with the pshat of Rashi, apparently. Tzva, as in war. V'ot sheyichol yikolehem ha'arz v'misparim. Furthermore, they had to divide the land according to the numbers. How many portions go to what families? And shvatim kiluid v'amragim haynechasim shal miyad. So the point is that in order for Eretz Yisrael to be divided and the war to be fought, you had to know how many soldiers and how many people were in every shevet. So there are three pshatim in the point of the minyan. The ksav sefer is a beautiful thing. I saw this many years ago. Probably by now it's quoted in all these other svarim that like to be malakit. I saw an Ksav Sofer. The Pasuk says there are three Psukim, one after the other, that appear right after the Minyan. The Psukim are Perek Gimel, Pasuk Eila, where is it? Yes, here it is. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Dalet, Mem He, and Mem Vav. So the psukim seem to be very redundant. There's a lot of overlap. It could have condensed the three psukim, you could say, into one or two. Eila ha'pikudim asher pokad Moshe v'Aaron si'iso shnei masav ish, ish tachad beisav osav hayu. V'ayu kol pkudim neisav beisav osam ben esav shem ha'malkit tzva b'Yisrael. Why does the Torah accentuate each pasuk for itself? Says the Ksav Sefer. These are the three reasons of the Ramban in these three psukim. Number one, Ela apikudim shepokad Moshe v'aharon u'nesiyah Yisrael shnei masar ish. That's the reason of the Ramban that we found in the middle, that the point of the minyan was to give everyone the chance to get the schus of the attention of Moshe v'aharon, that they would be acknowledged, and then there would be the bracha that they would be giving, the klal. That's the emphasis on Moshe v'Aaron and the Nesiyei Yisrael being there for the minyan. That's one reason. Second pasuk, where you call for them, they sell beis avosam, ben esrusha kodesh tzava v'Yisrael, emphasizing the age of 20 and the fact that yotzei tzava. That's the third reason of the Ramban. The point of the minyan was because of the war. And the third pasuk is the number itself, and that's connected to the first reason of the Ramban, in order that they should appreciate that they start out with Shivim Nefesh and look at how they are right now. So the three pasukim reflect the three reasons of the Ramban. Now I want to come back to an interesting thing. The Ramban mentioned in the pasuk by Yisialdu, everybody gathered except for Erev Rav. I want to talk a little bit about the Erev Rav. The Ramban has a lot to say about the Erev Rav in other places too, connected, like, for example, by Kabbalah Satorah. That is as follows. The Ramban writes further. Parshas Naso, you have the parsha of Gezel HaGer. If the Ger dies, so and if you owe money, Chomesh, you give it to Kohanim, the equivalent of the case in Parshas Vayikra of Hashem Gzelos. So you have a case of a Ger, but mainly it says in Parshas Naso, right before Parshas Sota. Kiyas mikochato sa'adam, gumo mal b'ashem, v'izvadu eschatasam, v'heishav es ha'shamo b'rosho, v'chamisho so yisef alav. That already we know from Vayikra, that you owe, person denies money that he owes and he swears falsely, he has to pay keren v'chomesh. Let's say the person that you stole from, that you owe the money to, is not alive, so you give it to the relatives. Let's say there's no relatives. Why are there no relatives? If he's a ger, and he dies, and no yorshim. So it says it goes to the Kohen. So the Pasha of Gezel Ager, Ramban explains, Bavur shemana yisau mishpachosam veisavosam v'ibdom mehen eir v'avashem besocham hishrim ba'asham gzeilos din gozlos ager. Once, why is it mentioned over here in Naso? Because now that we had the minyan, and the minyan excluded eir v'av, so it tells you the din of Gezel Ager. What's the pshat in the Ramban? So some explain the Ramban to mean that the din of Gezel Ager would be noig for the Erev Rav. After all, they are Gerim. They seem to be Chayiv in Mitzvahs. The Ramban writes that they were Chayiv in Korban Pesach Mitzrayim. So that could be one way to read the Ramban. And so some explain the Ramban. But it could be the Ramban means something very different. Exact opposite. That the Ramban means that Dafka, the din of Gezel Ager, is noig for ordinary Gerim, but the Erev Rav are worse. The Erev Rav are Mufka from this din of Gezel Ager. What do I see? That the Ramban writes in Yisro, "Vayachnu b'midbar, vayichan shom Yisrael neged ahar." The Ramban writes, you have the last source over here. "V'itachin shevdiu mitocham ko asafsu v'shev v'kirba, v'chanu b'nei Yisrael v'adam v'fnei ahar, v'erv rav achareyan." The Erev Rav were in the bleachers at the time of Kabbalah Satorah. "Ki v'Yisrael yitein ha-Torah, k'mo sh'amar ko suma v'es Yaakov v'sagav v'nei Yisrael." Zetam Vayichan Sham Yisrael. So really the Kabbalah Satorah was not to the Erev Rav. What's the pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu begged Yisro to remain. If he would have remained, he would be part of Kabbalah Satorah. Did that part of Kabbalah Satorah? Rabban sounds like they're not part of Kabbalah Satorah. A ger is not part of Kabbalah Satorah. If he was, someone would have been the Geyer in the Midbar. Could be that what the Ramban means is like this. I saw this in a sefer, actually. I get the name of the sefer. That the Ramban means that the point of the minyan, as you see here, was the connection to the klal. Right? Kibar b'chsav ha'am, b'sod ha'am, b'chsav b'nei Yisrael. An ordinary ger has that. He's shaykh the klal Yisrael. But the Erev Rav, for whatever reasons, they didn't have that. Individually, they could have had chiyuvim and mitzvahs, but they did not have the shaychus to the Klal Yisrael as a whole. The Kabbalah Sator was the Klal Yisrael, and they never took on that status of being shaykh to Klal Yisrael. They're always separate. And therefore, it could be that once they were separated, what that showed was that an ordinary ger has a shaykhus to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the din of Gezel Ager has the halacha that the money that's owed the ger goes to the community, goes to the Kohanim. Because the ger might not have Yorshim individually, but they have a shaykhus to the Klal Yisrael. That's why the money goes to the Kohanim. But by showing that the Erev Rav are excluded, that means the Erev Rav are excluded. They're the Geirim that are not Shaykh the Klal Yisrael. That's why the Ramban uses the Lashon, Ashalom Ibnei Yisrael Hema here. The Ramban says, Vayisyaldu, go back to that Ramban, he says, Chutz me Erev Rav, Ashalom Ibnei Yisrael Hema. They're not Ibnei Yisrael, as the Ramban writes in Yisrael. The Yisrael got the Kabbalah of Torah. So they were mufka, they would not have the din Gezel Ager. However, an ordinary ger would be shechted in the Gezel Ager. So it's something to think about. Okay, we don't have another minute or two. I want to just point out one or two short Rambans. This Ramban in Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph and also Pasuk Yudalid, I just want to remind everybody, we talked about this inyan more at length, but this was one of the Rambans that we quoted then. And it's an inyan again to go back and chazer over. The selection of Aaron Ubana, according to the Ramban, when was it done and when did it become solidified? The Ramban, remember, pointed out that the parashas Truma Tetzaveh were given the first time Moshe went to Har Sinai. It wasn't after Chet HaEgel. So there was already a selection of Aaron Ubana to serve in the Mishkan before the Chet HaEgel. But then, of course, there was the Chet HaEgel. So the Ramban emphasizes that there was already a selection L'chuhunas Olam from Har Sinai. Ramban writes this based on the Pesukim here, Pasuk Aleph, and then you look at Pasuk Yudal in the Ramban, you see it. The Levim were not Stava until later, but the Kohanim had already been selected before. But there was also other Rambans that we saw, especially in Parshas Ekev, in Parshas Tzav, that seemed to indicate that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know that Aaron Ubanav was still in favor until you could say Chav Gimel Adar, the beginning of the Shivas Yimei Miluyim. So that means that they were chosen, but yet Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that they were still in favor until afterwards. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you're going to be Moshe, Aaron Ubanav, they're still included, and I still have the vision for them that I had before. Okay, the other Ramban is very nice. Over here on the third page, the numbers of the Levim seem so much smaller and fewer than that of the other Shvatim. Levim, after all, counted from Ben Chodesh, and even from that, they only had 22,000. From Ben Shloshim Shana, which we begin to have them counted at the end of our parasha into Naso, 8,000. So it doesn't even, if you think about it, compared to the other Shvatim who counted from Ben Esrim and on, you can't imagine they've even reached half the number of the smallest Shevet, which I think was Menashe. What's the reason why the Levim had so much less in their population than all the other Shvatim? Answers the Ramban, a beautiful thing. He says, in the middle here of the piece, V'ani choshev shezeu chizok ma sha'om Rabbi Seinu. Chazal tell us, Kishitu shalevi lo'ayu b'shibud malachas Mitzrayim b'avodas perach. They did not work in Mitzrayim. V'nei Yisrael asher meru ha'mitzum ischayim b'avodah kasha de l'ma'atam. HaYakosh Baruch Hu marba osam kinek egzeres Mitzrayim. K'mo sha'omar chashiyanu oso ken yiru v'chen yifro. Everyone who served in Mitzrayim worked, so Hashem made sure that those that were oppressed had a bracha to counteract the suffering that they were persecuted by Mitzrayim. Kasha ya'anu ken yir v'kasha nema od v'kzeres in bein huva mitem oso v'yir v'am v'yasim od. They wanted to kill every son, and then as a result of what the Mialdus did to the five paro, Hashem made sure that they had even more of an increased population. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a point to Paro, don't mess with me, right? Ki haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer nira dvar mi yaku, mi meni omehem. In other words, don't try to overcome my will. Let's see whose word will last. Avos Shevet Levi, they didn't have the suffering of Mitzrayim. Therefore, their population wasn't extraordinary, it was ordinary. Shevet Levi, Hayuparim Rav, Mekderach Kol Aretz, V'olu L'malo, Kishar Shvatim. So everyone else had a super population explosion beyond the Teva, and Levi had a normal growth, and that's why their numbers were less. Further, the Ramban has another point. They were affected by the curse of Yaakov. Curse exactly, but Arapam ki Oz, ki Shimon Shulachshav Meruba Buchasin, you see at the end, went down to 22,000. Some say it was because of Baal Peor, and that those who brought in the Magif of Baal Peor, the Ramban seems to be saying simply the fact that if Yaakov said Arapam, that's what Shimon at some point went down in numbers. Levi didn't go up and down, it just stayed at a lower population rate. The Levi Shu Shevet Chasidav, but it simply never really went up there because of the Or Apam Kiaz. Some want to say that he's not saying a separate reason, but the answer is, why didn't Levi get the special extraordinary bracha like everybody else got? Also because of Yaakov's Or Apam Kiaz. Therefore everyone got the super bracha, first of all because they worked in Mitzrayim, they served in Mitzrayim, and Levi didn't have that. And secondly, Levi didn't get the super bracha because, and Shimon as well, because of the fact that Yaakov Avinu expressed the Arapam Ki'az to the Shvatim of Shimon B'Levi. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. Good summer. Bracha v'atzlach.